Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Bonus episode!
Woo woo!
Yay!
Beautiful, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. I'm so glad you graced us with that.
You're welcome.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Stephanie.
We are doing our Christmas bonus episode.
Okay.
Jesse.
Wow. Every time.
You knew that was going to happen.
I did.
You get me all amped up. Of course I'm going to do jazz hands.
I know. Jingle bells, it's just out of control. Just out of control. It's just too much.
Yes, well, we are doing another festive episode.
I mean, why not? It's freaking Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
To you. Okay, is that too much?
I think it was the perfect amount.
Okay.
So before we get into it, let's throw a couple of reminders out there.
Yes.
For our friends. Don't forget, rate and review our podcast. 5 stars.
Yes.
Rate and review and subscribe. It makes it easier for people to find us. And we really want people to find us.
Yeah.
We are on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Newly on Facebook.
We're trying to work our Facebook.
It's building. It's... We're trying to get there. So follow us on all three.
Absolutely.
Twitter is at PodTipsy. Instagram is at TipsyPod. And we are They're Terrifying Tipsy on Facebook. So follow us on all three because we'll post different things on each of them.
Yeah.
And keep it interesting.
And then also check us out on our website at TipsyPod.com.
Yes.
And we have all of that information so you don't have to write it down.
No. And we have merch on there too.
Yes. We have some Christmas merch.
Uh-huh. We have to post a picture of our festive holiday shirts that we got.
Yes, we do.
And even Dustin got one too. So we'll have to post a picture with him in it too.
Well, if we can.
Well.
Because you know how moody he gets.
So if you want to support us, that'd be awesome. They've got shirts and we've got mugs and stickers and coasters and blankets, whatever you want. You can also buy us a glass of wine on there.
Of course, we love wine.
And remember, our episodes come out every Wednesday.
Yes.
So don't forget, every Wednesday you'll get an updated episode from us if you follow us.
So it's freaking Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, it's Christmas, bitches.
So we have decided, it was upon a recommendation,
on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah, about this... I don't know.
Like a short movie film kind of thing. It's like 20 minutes long.
I think it got like a, what I read from the reviews or something on it, that it got honorable mention at like a film festival.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very creative.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot of random gore.
Oh, God.
But I will say I did think it was very creative the way they did it. It was funny.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't bad. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I know you don't do gore very well.
And it's not that I can't do it. Like, I have this really big pet peeve when it comes to horror movies and things like that.
Okay.
I don't mind gore. Mm-hmm. I do not like, if anybody knows me, they know this. I do not do unnecessary gore.
Excessive.
This little short film had a lot of it.
It was strong.
Half of the movie was unnecessary gore.
Yeah. Well, okay. So there's only like one part, maybe two parts of the unnecessary gore that I was like, ooh, I don't love that. But like the rest of it didn't bother me. I was actually entertained by the movie. I thought it was fun.
It was so stupid. No, it was great.
It was fun.
It was definitely a very, very creative movie.
Uh-huh.
Somebody had a really good time with this one.
Absolutely. They had so much like creative freedom with it. They were like, let's go fucking crazy.
Oh, did we say the name of this?
Oh, it's Treevenge.
It is Treevenge.
Uh-huh. Should I tell you the synopsis?
Yeah, okay. Please.
Christmas trees ripped out of their forest plan revenge against people enjoying their holidays. And boy, do they.
Yeah. This movie was recommended by Emmy and Steve from the podcast Misfits and Mysteries.
Their podcast explores everything from the supernatural to the very natural. You can find them on Twitter at podcast_misfits.
Thank you, Misfits.
Thank you, guys.
So basically, it's a movie in the
perspective.
Yeah, the perspective of like the trees and how they would feel being a Christmas tree.
Right.
Like all of the torture that they go through. Uh-huh. And like, of
course, it gives them like emotions and feelings and like gives them personalities to be like have actual feelings.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is how they feel during the holidays.
And they're going to take revenge on the people that are cutting them down, you know, and what? Torturing them.
I will say, you saw me watching the end of it when you came over. I felt bad for the, well, at the end, I was like, I felt bad for these trees in the beginning of it. I was like, even though I know they're not real trees, like they're not like personalities, but I was like, no. Oh,
but they poor did tree. Have personalities in the movie. They did. Yeah.
Because the movie starts off with like a close up shot of this like older man with like a cigar.
Yeah.
And all he says is,
come on, you pieces of meat! We got work to do!
Come on, you pieces of meat, we have work to do.
Yeah, so the movie like starts off at this serene, like very mm-hmm. sweet music.
Very pretty.
And it's like this tree farm and mm-hmm. it's snowing uh-huh. and it's very like, you know, pretty.
Uh-huh.
It's very pretty and nice.
And it makes these people who are like cutting down these trees for their Christmas decorations
yeah.
like monsters.
Oh, absolutely.
It over dramatizes them, showing them like taking axes to these trees.
Yeah, and, take
like,
that, chainsaw. Motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah. It's like they're yelling at the trees and they're being vulgar and they're like torturing these trees. And this yeah. is like from the tree's perspective.
Yeah.
And it's like them being dragged through the woods on yeah. the snow.
They're like, what did we do to you? Yeah. Why are they doing that to us?
It has like subtitles yeah. and the trees are talking They're to chirping. Each other.
Okay, so basically, if a tree starts chirping,
leave it alone. Leave it there.
They're,
don't take it.
They're talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to disturb them.
But basically, what these men are doing are chopping down these trees to put them in trucks
yeah.
to bring them to places people can go and buy a tree for their house.
Yes.
So it's bringing them to the like tree lot, whatever.
Yeah, tree lot.
It shows like every time they show people these trees, like the people are yelling at these trees. And then it shows them like loading these trees into these trucks and they're like talking to each other. They're like, we gotta stick together.
Yeah. One's like freaking out, like throwing itself against the side of the wall. They're like, oh my
truck.
God, this is horrible. Why are they doing? Oh my God, we're gonna die. Blah, blah, blah. And then one of the other trees is like, just calm the fuck down.
He's like this big tree. He's like, chill out.
Just chill out. We gotta stick together. We're gonna get through this. It's fine. So then this truck pulls up at one of these Christmas lots.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ones that was beating itself against the wall, mm-hmm. the guy that was taking him out, he's like,
why don't you take a look at this? No goddamn good piece of shit. You're no good to sell. You're all banged up. It's wreath time for you.
You look scrawny. We're going to make a Christmas wreath out of you or something like that. So
yeah. And he like throws it to somebody else.
So the family comes up and it's like the movie kind of captures their events of like it's got the son and daughter and the wife and the husband and
excitement
they're all picking out a tree.
Picking out a tree.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he pulls one out and they're like, no, I don't think that's the right one. And he like spots a really big one across like uh-huh. the lot. So he goes over to see this tree. And so he pulls it out and everybody's like, yeah, that's the perfect tree. Blah, blah, blah.
But it's so cute the way they film it though too, because they have the camera like inside the tree.
Inside the tree.
So it's
yeah.
like as if the tree is seeing these people. Could you see like the branches around? Yeah. The camera, and it's like as if the tree is seeing people approach him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, don't yeah. take me. And they're like, they grab the tree,
like, don't touch me.
Uh-huh. So, like, the tree's view on these people, like, grabbing them mm-hmm. and being like, this is the perfect tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, they load him up, they take him home, they start like decorating this tree.
They put him in that tree stand.
Oh, yeah. And
they're like tightening it, and he's mm-hmm. like, don't do that, that hurts. I went, I feel bad for a tree. I was like, God damn it, now I feel bad for a tree.
Now you're never going to have a live tree again, are you?
No. I'll stick with fake trees. It's fine. I feel too bad now.
All right, so they decorate the tree, mm-hmm. and then they kind of jump to a couple other people. They jump to like a trailer,
yeah.
and they are decorating their tree, and they're watching like the lighting of the Christmas tree uh-huh. on the TV or whatever. And then they jump to another guy who's like in his underwear and a robe,
yeah.
and he grabs like a whole handful of like Vaseline,
uh-huh.
and he like rubs, blah. He like drills a hole into the bottom of the tree, I guess, to put it on a stand, and then he like puts the Vaseline on the bottom of this tree trunk.
Yeah. Really into it.
Basically fingers the tree
yeah.
in the hole.
Oh, yeah.
I just...
He's really into it.
Not... Uh-huh. Not okay. That was very unexpected.
It was a quick scene. He's like really enjoying the Vaseline and then he moves on to somebody else.
I'm like, what the... Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So now we are at Christmas Day.
Uh-huh.
And at Christmas Day...
We're back to that family that we saw picking out that tree.
Yeah, with the, mm-hmm. the husband, the wife, the two kids. And so they're unwrapping their present. Their dad is being super obnoxious with his video camera. Uh-huh. Like, just rip the presents over, blah, 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 whatever. So then the girl shows her gift, and then all of a sudden the tree grabs her.
Yeah.
No. Don't look at me. I got a dog.
Arms now. Okay. The tree wraps its like tree arms around this girl, yes, and there's blood
everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, she's covered in blood. It's spewing all over the place. All of a sudden, the star like on top of the tree, like the tree topper, flies off the tree and it stabs the dad in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
And now there's more blood everywhere. Spewing.
Yeah.
So the mother and the son, who are like holding each other, screaming, are getting covered in the dad's blood.
I can't.
It's like everybody in this family is dead.
Yes.
And now it starts showing all these other characters that we saw with their Christmas trees, yeah, getting attacked and like mauled and murdered by their Christmas trees.
Well, one of the one that was in the trailer, uh-huh, she opened up like a teddy bear, yeah, and then there was blood dripping on the teddy bear.
Oh.
Okay. So can we talk about this really quick? Because yeah, logistically speaking, I just having a hard time with it.
Okay.
Okay. So there was blood dripping from above, like directly, yeah, above where this girl was sitting on the couch. The tree was behind her.
Are you having a hard time because she didn't see what was in the tree also beforehand?
The bear would have literally had to been underneath the tree for the, because the dead bloody cat, right, that was dripping.
That was the blood dripping because the cat was killed by the tree.
There's
the tree.
No way the blood from the cat could have made it on that bear who she was not even near.
And also, how did she not see that bloody cat before she got to the tree?
That's a good question.
Hmm.
I wouldn't think that would smell good either.
No. But either way, her cat is like pretty newly dead,
oh, yeah,
in
yeah,
this tree. And her and her friend or sister, whoever it was,
her sister, yeah,
sees it and starts freaking out. And the tree starts coming after them and they escape the trailer. And the, right, tree's like chasing them.
And the and then the tree gets out of the trailer and throws the dead cat at them. That was fantastic.
As they're running away.
Yeah, I love that.
Uh-huh.
So as they're running over the hill that's in front of them, there's like a tree mafia that is like coming over the hill. And then
running.
Yeah. Yes. And then they start like looking in a different direction and the trees are like coming after them, yeah, like from all directions.
There's like a guy with a gun and he's like yelling at the trees. I'm like, what are you going to do with that gun?
I don't know.
You going to shoot a tree?
Apparently.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Do you want to talk about that like couple with that nasty guy? Well, he was such a tool.
Yeah, he was a tool bag. So one of them was this guy that was making out with his girlfriend. He had some kind of brace or something on his knee. Like,
uh-huh,
she was laying on the couch. He was like laying on top of her, but he was like having a hard time with his knee. And I'm like, you're such a douchebag.
Such a douche.
He's like, what does he say?
He said, all I want for Christmas is to fuck.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, calm down. Uh-huh. You're the one with the issue, not her.
This was like, to me, the most excessive gory part that I did not like. I actually looked away for a little bit on this part.
It was really good movie making.
Uh-huh.
It was really gross.
Well done.
It was well done. So this tree, as they were like making out or whatever, this tree grabs him around the neck, starts, uh-huh, choking him. She freaks out and he's like, do something, you bitch, or, uh-huh, something like that. I'm like, what
is she supposed to do? Because then the tree grabs her around the neck too.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, yeah, one of the branches of the tree,
uh-huh,
starts like moving towards her open mouth.
Slowly.
Yeah. Goes in her mouth.
Ugh.
Her eyes immediately start bleeding.
Uh-huh.
They start popping out of her head.
Yeah.
The branch goes through the back of her eye,
uh-huh,
out the front.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they start going toward his eyes.
Right.
Oh my God. Slowly.
Slowly. And then it gets to his eye. It goes through his eye, uh-huh, down his throat and out his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then it draws them together and they kiss.
And then that part's over.
Okay. So I know that that was probably really confusing to hear.
Yeah.
You just got to watch it.
You have to watch it anyway. Regardless, if you can envision or not, watch it.
I
was like,
literally only 15 minutes out of your life.
When they showed her whole eyeball coming out of her head, I was like, well, no, yeah, thank you. No, thank you.
I could not fix my face.
No.
Both times I watched it.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's like the one like gory part that I was like, no, thank you. I looked away for a second. I was like, I can't watch this branch come through her eyeballs.
The only other character was the tree fingering guy.
Ugh.
He was laid up on there was like three trees, oh, yeah, in his house.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they got him on a table. He, yeah, didn't look like he was strapped, so I'm not entirely sure why he was laying there.
I don't know.
So anyway, so he's laying on this table and then one of the trees grabs an axe.
Very sharp one.
Yes.
Apparently.
And like cuts his leg off.
Yeah.
And there's blood spewing.
They must have sharpened it. Clean cut right through a shin.
Yeah. It was, that, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it just kind of shows, like, everybody in the rest of the neighborhood just, like, running
being
outside
attacked.
Their house, being,
yeah,
attacked. There's this woman, this other, oh, really sad part that I hated.
Yeah.
Someone's carrying her baby, and this tree attacks her, and she, her
drops
baby falls
the baby
on the floor, and this fucking tree. I want to say to you, Tree, what did this baby do to you?
No, the baby didn't do anything.
It couldn't. It was a little baby.
Maybe the tree didn't want to hear him crying.
Or maybe he didn't want any survivors at all.
Maybe.
What a savage.
Yeah. So the baby's laying on the ground crying. Mm-hmm. This tree comes up to the baby. Uh-huh. The mother's like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, she's like, my baby.
Yeah. So the tree jumps and the base of the trunk of this tree smashes this baby's head.
Yeah, lands right on its face and it explodes.
It literally explodes.
And like that's honestly how the movie ends.
Yeah. So this tree basically, as this mother is still freaking out, grabs like the baby's leg and like starts hopping away.
Yeah. And then the camera starts like panning out and it's just showing all this like chaos and like that's how it ends.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun.
That was the movie.
I don't.
that was it.
I mean,
it was fun.
It was definitely a lot gorier than I would have anticipated.
So when I knew we were going to watch this as a bonus episode and I read the like IMDb for it, I was like, okay, the trees are going to take revenge. Revenge, got it.
Yeah.
I was not expecting or prepared for the amount of like random just bloodshed there was in this movie.
And it was quick too. Like, yes. I did appreciate the creativeness of it just because they set it up really nicely.
And the way it was shot was really creative and fun. It was good.
It started like really slow and really sweet. Yeah. And then it progressively got worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
Everyone needs to check it out. It's like a 20-minute movie. It's fun.
It is fun.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone dead.
Everyone's dead. Yeah. The trees took over.
100%.
And, you know.
Moral of the story, be nice to Mother Nature, please.
Yeah, don't chop her down.
Take care of our planet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And if you're going to get a real tree, just do it gently.
Right. I don't really know how you're going to do that. I know.
What?
You can just keep it in a pot.
Yeah, like dig it up.
Or so it has its roots.
Or put it in your yard and decorate it in the yard.
I love that.
Yeah.
How cute would that be?
That would be cute.
And you could decorate it all year round.
We couldn't do that in Florida.
No, that won't work.
I mean, we have...
That's a little dry.
We do have like pine trees here, but it's not the kind of tree that you can decorate nicely.
Not the same.
And I don't want to decorate a palm tree. I don't want a palm tree. That makes me mad. Whenever I see like people want to decorate their palm tree, stop it.
Do you ever see the pictures of people decorated and look like giant dicks on their front yard?
I'm sorry, what?
You ever see those pictures where people like decorate the palm trees where it's like gets a little wider on top?
Looks
like giant dicks on their yard.
Okay.
I'm gonna Google it. Okay. Well, careful what you Google, but just look up like...
Don't Google it. Don't listen to
Christmas lights with like, palm trees with Christmas lights, maybe. Careful what you Google.
Okay.
You might get some weird dick pics. I don't know. You've been warned.
Moral of the story, don't put Christmas lights on your palm trees.
And careful what you Google.
PSA from Stephanie and Courtney.
Well, thank you guys for checking out our bonus episode. Also, check out Treevenge too, because it was really fun.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on Wednesday for our normal episode.
Yay!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! We love you!
Bye!
This movie...
That's it!
Okay. This movie was...
You can't laugh in the background!
Do I hear Santa Claus?
Festive bonus episode!
Whoop, 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 whoop! Oh.
Oh, boy. You cut out right now, computer.
Yeah, you stop it.
Welcome to the Misfits and Mysteries podcast. We are your weekly podcast coming out every Thursday where we cover everything from aliens and cryptids to psychology and history and everything in between. We are your hosts, Emmy.
And Steve. And when we say everything in between, we mean it. We've covered everything from Bigfoot pornography to alien abduction stories to hypnosis,
sewer gators,
to the Yule lads. It just, we're all over the place. Whatever we find interesting.
So join us if you're interested in anything weird or wacky. We're going to take you along this journey with us.
It's going to be a wild ride. We come out every Thursday anywhere you can find podcasts. And you can find us on social media. We have a Twitter and Instagram. It's at podcast_misfits. You don't want to miss anything that's going on. And you can check us out on our website, misfitsandmysteries.com.
Stay spooky, misfits.
Stay spooky.